Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature four Motown songs recorded by both the original Motown artist and the artist that covered the song. This half hour, we'll hear from the Velvettes, Diana Ross, Diana Ross and her Supremes together, Bobby Darin, The Temptations, Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Isley Brothers, and Tammy Terrell. Well, first up, a Motown Memories favorite artist, the Velvettes, with a great version of this song. It should have charted and gone a lot higher, but Motown never promoted it. Here are the Velvettes. These Things Will Keep Me Loving You from 1966, right here on Motown.
Keep me loving you, dear. with Tom Fallon.
A Motown memory from Diana Ross and the Supremes. It was their last number one as Diana Ross and the Supremes, and the last number one from the year 1969, Someday We'll Be Together. And before that, we heard Diana Ross's version of These Things Will Keep Me Loving You, recorded and released right after she left the Supremes from 1970. And we started with the Velvet's version of These Things Will Keep Me From Loving You from 1966. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for the balance of this hour, we continue to feature the original Motown version of a song and the version made by another Motown artist. Well, coming up, we heard the great version from Diana Ross and the Supremes, Someday We'll Be Together, but coming up from 1971, the Bobby Darin version. Well, a little more about the Supremes version. The Supremes version was the last of 12 number one singles for Diana Ross and the Supremes, and it was the final Supremes song featuring Diana Ross. The song was originally written way back in 1961 by Johnny Bristol, Jackie Beavers, and Harvey Fuca. And Bristol and Beavers recorded the song together as the group called Johnny and Jackie for the Tri-Fi record label. It was a moderate success in 1961 in the Midwest and the United States, but it gained little notice in other venues. Well, Tri-Fi was purchased by Motown in the mid-1960s, and the three writers of the song all joined Berry Gordy's Motown record label. Well, Johnny Bristol was preparing to have Someday We'll Be Together recorded by Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and Bristol had already recorded the instrumental track and the background vocals when Berry Gordy happened upon the tracks and heard them. He thought that the song would be perfect as the first solo artist for Diana Ross after she left the group, but it was decided to be the perfect swan song for Diana Ross's Supremes. Here is Bobby Darin's version. Didn't chart, but it is an interesting version from 1971, right here on Motown Memories.
Just as sure, my baby, as there are stars above, I wanna say, someday we'll be together. Oh, we'll someday we'll be together.
Sing it, Bobby.
I know, I know. My love is yours, little girl. Right from the start. My soul right now, honey,
oh, yeah.
And you're gonna own my heart. I wanna say, someday we'll be together.
Sing it, Bobby.
Someday we'll be together.
Sing it, Bobby.
Long time ago, sweet little thing, I made a big mistake at night. I'm on it when I said goodbye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Oh, baby, ever since that day, it's come and gone.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Oh,
with Tom Fallon.
Pips from 1970, You're My Everything. It didn't chart, but it was a pre-version of the song. The original version was by the Temps from 1967. And we started with Bobby Darin, Someday We'll Be Together, a 45 that didn't chart from 1971. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we featured 8 Motown songs so far, recorded by the original Motown artist and a cover Motown artist. Well, coming up, one more song. First of all, the hit version from the Isley Brothers, This Old Heart of Mine. Well, This Old Heart of Mine was from 1966, and it was the biggest hit with their brief tenure on Motown's record label. It featured Ronald Isley on lead vocal, and it peaked at number 12 on the Billboard's Top 100 Songs, and number 6 on the Rhythm and Blues Singles Chart. The single was their only major hit, and in 1969, the Isley left Motown to restart their own record label called T-Neck Records. Well, Tammy Terrell's version, which we'll hear next, released the song as part of her album called Irresistible, and also was a 45, but it didn't chart. Tammy Terrell, unfortunately, died of a brain tumor in 1970. Well, the song was written by the main writing team at that time, Holland, Dozier, and Holland, alongside Sylvia Moy. The song was originally intended for the Supremes, who later recorded their own version for the Supremes album called Supremes A Go-Go. The bridge of the song is virtually identical to an earlier Supremes hit called Back in My Arms. Well, here is This Old Heart of Mine, the Isley Brothers, right here on Go-Go.
Maybe it's my mistake.
Tammy Terrell with This Old Heart of Mine, recorded and released in 1968, and we started with the hit version from the Isley Brothers from 1966. Well, this hour, we featured 9 Motown songs recorded by the original Motown artist and another Motown artist who covered the song. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.